weekend for New York football. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But, BT, the Yanks have some decisions to make as early as today, 5 o'clock. Gerrit Cole, the Yanks going to decide whether or not to extend his contract, pick up that fifth year, that extra year,
yep,
to extend him for 5 years, what would be basically, what, $200 million. I don't think the Yankees can function without, like, if I'm looking at the offseason plan, get it done. Like, they need to pick up the option, whatever it may be. Maybe if they could come to some kind of a deal where they could save money down the road, however it may be. For me, the Yankees cannot lose Gerrit Cole under any circumstance.
I don't know that they can creatively structure this, because the way it's written, you know, if he opts out, which he did, then the Yankees at $36 million for 2029 is pretty much ironclad.
There's no way to, like, defer. I was reading John Boy had said maybe they're looking at possible ways to defer.
Okay, well, that would be a good thing. And I think based on what the Dodgers did with Ohtani, there's a different business model out there. Listen, we all love Gerrit Cole. We all love him. And he's been an absolute horse. And I don't want to see him leave. And I don't think he wants to leave. And I don't think the Yankees want him to leave. But the notion that the Yankees can't exist without Gerrit Cole, to me, is flawed. I think that when you look at his decreased spin rate, his decreased velocity, and not significant, but enough where, and by the way, he's 34, so it's natural.
Right, he'll be 34, right.
Yep, and then you look at the fact that first time in a while he's had arm issues, which plagued, obviously, the start of his season. It's going to be a layup in their mind. Like, what they're going to do might be different from what I would do. And what I might do if I ran the Yankees, I might let him go.
Yeah, but then who's your, like, I still believe, and you saw what he could do in the postseason. Now, obviously, it didn't work for them all the way home, but, and are you worried about the injury? Is that a big part of this?
It's a little, but it's also, to me, and this includes even Soto, which is going to be a story every day.
Right.
Like, I'm just looking at the building of the Yankees, and
right, but you don't want to build it with that. Like, if I'm, look, they should know the medicals on where his elbow and arm are at. And assuming that's clean, because if it's not, and you never know anyway, but if you're 34 and you're going to extend him down to age 39, you know you're probably not going to get the production that you got on the first half of this deal, as you know, on the back end of it.
Yep.
But if I'm looking to go win a World Series next year, like the Yankees, I'm assuming they're going to try to do every year, you don't want that ace atop the rotation?
I guess maybe I'm not just looking at next year, which is part of the equation for me. Yeah, I mean, the answer shortly, you know, just to answer you, is yes, of course, I do want him on the team. I think that when you look at, you know, somebody like Corbin Burns, I'm not saying he's quite Gerrit Cole, but he's 4 or 5 years younger. Like, there's got to be different ways to view how you build these Yankees and you know, for obviously for 2025, but beyond. Now, if the Yankees are okay, and they're going to have to be if they want to retain him, you know, in the year 2028, in the year 2029, when he's making $36, $37 million, okay. But that is a game they played for a while. They played it with Stanton. They're going to play it with Judge downstream. I'm just saying that, and you know, it's one thing to say that there might be a better solution. I'm also giving you a better solution. Like, you're not going to like this, but are you telling me that a Burns-Manaya duo,
right,
with Luis Gil, and you also right, have Rodon for a couple of years
you have to pay him. But just because you have a bad contract in Rodon doesn't mean you'll let the better pitcher of the... I'm going to be open to what you're saying here, but what do you think, first, before we get into how they would replace him, what do you think the value would be? Let's say the Yankees don't pick up that extra year.
Yep, and he walks.
Well,
or he could walk, I should say.
He becomes a free agent.
Yeah, he could walk.
Okay, well, what's his value, do you think, on the open market? Age 34, you know, 34.
Don't we have enough evidence? You know, and I know that Blake Snell is not Gerrit Cole,
right,
and some other pitchers who have had to, you know, forced to sign 2 year deals. Isn't there this massive recalibration with contracts?
Maybe he
defies it a little bit and they stretch it out and he gets an extra year or two. But the recent sample, whether it's aging first baseman or starting pitchers, it's kind of a different day in baseball, so the Yanks are going to do the opposite?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think $200 million for Gerrit Cole for 5 years is overpaying significantly. Also, you know he's proven in New York. You've seen what he can do. Now, again, age and health are factors.
That's my main factor.
Understood, but then who are you getting to replace him? Like, what's Burns going to cost you? And I don't think Burns...
Not 36 a year. Neither is Manaea. I mean, do you think if it's in the neighborhood and it's a Burns-Manaea duo... Don't you think that that's a better way? to build, or potentially better way, to build out a staff than just giving Garrett Cole almost $40 million a year?
Let's say Mania. What do you think Mania gets, $25 million a year?
Yeah, 20-something. Yeah, I mean, yeah. $25-ish, 26, maybe
Sean
something like
Mania.
That.
I mean, this is Garrett Cole.
But not
Cole.
A 5 or 6 year deal. Yeah. Not 5 years, which Garrett Cole's going to get.
Probably 4 years.
Yeah, maybe an opt-out
Burns
in there.
Might get more than that. I don't know if I like Burns, some of the stuff that I've heard.
A good year. What about Max Fried?
Yeah,
he's 31 years of age.
Like, look, there are always. I think it's a fascinating conversation, and we're going to have this without just talking about Garrett Cole. Like, you could factor in Soto, obviously, you're paying the big price versus what the Mets did this year, and you saw them have success with 1 year guys or 2 year guys on a good value. Could you build a team that way? Yes. And maybe it's just me being biased because Garrett Cole has been here, but he is a true. Like, look around Major League Baseball. And show me the true aces.
No, there's not many. And he's one of them.
He's one of the true aces that has been proven in New York.
Yep.
And I hate the way that Game 5, the way that it ended, but it wasn't him. He proved to me. As a matter of fact, the way that fifth inning went, he showed me even more by getting out of it or coming back and in the sixth inning.
I know what you mean. Back-to-back strikeouts.
Yeah, and looked dominant in the innings that followed, too, after being gassed. Like, he's an ace. I would want to pay Garrett Cole. I just think it all starts there from the Yankees. And by the way, with the Yanks, this isn't the Pirates, BT. Money should not be an issue for the New York Yankees.
I don't disagree with that, but it's going to be. Because if you look at the threshold of 291 without penalty, I think it's a pipe dream to think that they could get there next year. And by the way, I'm not looking to save house, time, bread, or money. Like, I don't care. I mean, I know that the Yankees, they print money, so this is not so much economically driven, like to circumvent, you know, penalties, let them figure that out.
Right.
All I'm saying is, when I look around baseball, and I know where Garrett Cole stands, and by the way, I don't think the Yankees will do what I'm saying that they might be, or they should explore, but I would. Now, the other layer to this.
You think they do bring him back?
I think that they will.
And they pick up the 50 year?
But they have to because, they could always negotiate.
Well, let's say that. Now, again, I don't know the specifics, but let's say they don't pick that up. Now he's a free agent. You could renegotiate and maybe, to John Boy's point, have something with deferrals. Maybe.
I mean, that would be very enticing. If they came up with something like that, I'd love it. I don't know that Garrett Cole is going to be amenable to that. Why should he? Right now, he's looking at 36 mil if he didn't opt out. I mean, that was on lock. You're talking almost $40 million a year, 160 on lock, but he opted out. He's not going to take less.
And he, by opting out, would believe that he's going to get either the extra year or more on the open market.
Yes, 100%. Now, the other thing, too, and this is maybe, I was going to say it's more for a different day, but it's not, because the deadline is 5 p.m.
Yeah.
What does Juan Soto think about the Yankees without Garrett Cole?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think that has a factor? I don't.
I mean, he's all about the money, but does it?
I don't think it matters what anybody else is doing. Gleyber Torres, Aaron Judge.
Well, Torres not.
But that's his best buddy.
I hear you. I just think, like, if you're Juan Soto and the money's equal or incredibly comparable, having Garrett Cole there could, you know, push that needle a little bit in the direction of staying. I'm not saying it's Garrett's my guy. No, I'm not saying that, but he wants to win.
And now you start getting into a totally different conversation, but I think it all comes down to how they should build their team. Or just in general, like, philosophy of building a team. Do you need to pay $200 million in this case for an ace who's 34, getting older, had some elbow issues this year?
And my answer is no. You don't have to. You know,
right? You could go find a 1 year or 2 year value.
I'm going to find 3 or 4 year value.
Yeah.
Who's a little bit younger?
Cashman's
been able
to do that, though. That's one issue.
I know. Well, here's the other thing, too. We'll get to the calls. Obviously, this is polarizing to me. This, to me, is.
I can't imagine the Yankees without Garrett Cole at this point.
I can't either, but you know what? When the season started, what was the Yankees' best strength? It was their starting pitching without Garrett Cole.
Yeah. Good point. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. John is in Philadelphia. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Great show as always. I think the Yankees, as much as it pains me to say this as a Yankee fan, I think you have to let Cole go here. Mm. It's just, if you think about the Dodgers have three starting pitchers that one didn't pitch. Clayton Kershaw did not pitch. They had Flaherty and Bueller also free agents right now. I'm not saying the Yankees need to go out there and get them, but they put together a starting rotation that was not necessarily lights out. And we saw the ups and downs with the Dodgers throughout the playoffs. I think with Cole, you got to let him go, as painful as that is. 5 years is crazy. And then put that money to Soto. And Soto's a whole other conversation. Maybe even throw him an offer that blows him out of the water and he signs quick. But that's my point. I think
John, the only potential issue with that, thanks for the call, man. Like, That's why I brought Soto in, not to just hijack it into Soto, but if the Yankees were going to do that, then you would need to have an answer from Soto, which you're not going to have.
Right, but also, you don't want to let Cole go and sign Juan Soto. Like,
unless you sign Burns and Manaea, or Burns and Blake, or Blake, Snell and Manaea, or Max Fried and Burns.
I feel like we're almost halfwaying it here, and that's not the way that it should
be. What do you mean halfway in it?
Like, if you're going to spend on Soto, which is going to be a lot of freaking money, for me, I can't justify then not bringing Gerrit Cole back. I would want to bring back Cole. And if now, again, I think you can make an argument that maybe the Yankees are better off not bringing back Soto. But if I'm going to bring back Soto, I certainly want to bring back Cole and then try to add to it as opposed to, just having those two guys or one of those two guys and then trying to do it differently with Burns and Manaea. Like, I get you want to have some depth. I still want that ace with Gerrit Cole atop my rotation. And if I'm going to go all in, I don't think letting Cole leave is an all-in offseason for the Yankees. I think it starts with Cole, and then from there, figure out the rest of the way you want to build your team.
Well, listen, this is one thing, and they don't know the answer yet. You and I have talked about this, Al, and it's going to complicate everything, not just Cole, not just Soto, everything the Yankees do. Do we really know Jason Dominguez? No. Do we really know what they're going to do at second base? We don't know. What's that?
Dominguez is going to be a part of it.
He is, but this is my point. Like, if we had more intel, now Volpe's obviously going to be the starting shortstop. He's not great. Yeah. He could be good, but and we love Volpe, but he's not a star, and I don't think he ever will be, but he's certainly a functional major league player as a floor. So I'm forgetting about Volpe. And I like Wells. I do. Strikes out a lot, though, and I think he's going to be eventually an all-star, but we don't know. So, if Dominguez was more of a sure thing, if Spencer Jones was more of a sure thing, if Austin Wells and even Luis Gil was more of a sure thing, then I think it would allow them to shape their decision, and it wouldn't be giving Gerrit Cole money. He's never going to be reckless, but they are going to be on a budget, and they're going to have a lot of... They need a first baseman.
Right.
They need a second baseman. They need a left fielder. Right, they need a lot of things. They got to... I mean, they got a lot of holes.
Well, honestly, this is why I was saying 2 years ago when they missed the postseason, I would have traded Gerrit Cole at that deadline, and it sounds crazy at the time because I know why it sounds crazy, but think about it. If you, and I guess the point of bringing that back into the conversation is if you're going to worry about the budget and trying to build the team differently, then yeah, I'd let Cole walk and let Soto walk and figure it out as you start to shed some of the big, because when we project forward and say, man, the Yankees are going to be screwed, a lot of that has to do with Cole and Soto. Mm-hmm. It's not just those two guys. Judge, Rodon.
Well, Stanton's got three more, yeah, for sure.
Of course, yeah. Well, LeMahieu, whatever, we forget about DJ LeMahieu, but remember, he was built to go into this year as their leadoff hitter. It shows you how flawed they actually were. But if you're going to, for me, I just can't halfway it. If you're going to try to shed some salary and build it differently where you look for more value as opposed to star power, then yeah, there's a path to building a rotation without $200 million invested in Gerrit Cole. In that scenario, I'm also then letting Juan Soto walk and figuring out a different way to build the team.
Well, I mean, listen, I'd love to see Soto stay if he goes somewhere else. Again, I think there's another way to build this thing out, as I've said before. Listen, to me, and it's changed, and this is me realizing that it's changed. Again, I want to keep Cole. I don't have to keep Cole. I'll tell you why. The Dodgers won a World Series with multiple bullpen games. They did. They actually they willingly started a World Series game in a bullpen manner. Excuse me. This is not the 80s.
And even Game 5 turned into a bullpen game.
That's true.
They only go on an inning and a third.
Yeah, you're right. When they're up 5-0, and obviously everybody was tapped into. This is not the old days where I give the ball to Steve Carlton, and he's going to throw 130 pitches. Yeah. Or it's just not. That's it. Bob Gibson, Tom Seaver, Roger Clemens, Don Drysdale, Pedro, all the horses historically. And Gerrit Cole is an absolute horse. But. He's slightly diminished. I think it's fair to say that.
Yeah.
And there's been a diminishment in importance of starting pitchers.
Yes.
So if that's the case, why not for once get ahead of the curve?
Understood.
And kind of change how you attack the roster?
I think it's a fair point. Evan is calling from Manhattan. What's up, Evan?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
What's up, Evan?
So, listen, weighing on Gerrit Cole, just got to say, so all this kind of trend, you're trying to justify one side of it, how we can let him go, be in perpetual rebuild again. Listen, there's no way you let him go. And I'm not speaking from the terms of somebody in love with a big name, like all the people, I'm a Giants fan, suffering, but, you know, Barkley, are you crazy? The biggest, I thought that they had to do that. And here we go. Of course, he's playing great there, but Tyrone Tracy is a problem.
Yanks.
Jeez.
The running game's not the reason.
Goodbye, Evan. Thank you for the call. We appreciate checking
in. How about the two-point conversion game, which is
non-existent? We'll get, Evan, we appreciate you. Seriously, we appreciate listening, taking the time to call. But we are talking Gerrit Cole right now. We'll get to the Giants later, so we didn't need you to rattle off all that right there. You know, you say Gerrit Cole is clearly declining. Is that fair to say? And I understand why you say that. And I think just human nature, you get older, you're going to decline a little bit. He did win the Cy Young a year ago.
Like, then he got hurt.
I know, but we're not 3 years removed.
I know.
I don't know. You're right. He got hurt. But then we saw him pitch this year.
Mm-hmm. And he said he couldn't throw an 89th pitch. Tapped out.
I know, but then it doesn't add up because in game five, the guy's throwing how many pitches did he end up with? He's being a bulldog
I get that.
Before John Smoltz is salivating over Gerrit Cole. I haven't seen anything like this. I mean, John, you pitched on a team that had four guys like that doing it regularly. Yeah. So I do think that there was something to what he was saying about Cole and that performance in game five. That's the last time we saw him.
I've got profound respect for Gerrit Cole. I truly do. He has been everything the Yankees thought that he was going to be. I just think that sometimes to advance forward, you've got to be ahead of the curve. And that's one thing the Yankees never are. They're never.
I like the thought process.
Ahead of the curve of how baseball's going.
But remember where you're at, though. And yes, you're right. But they just paid Rodon as well. Remember where they're at. They have Giancarlo Stanton locked up still. Like, these two guys, let's just keep Soto aside. Like, if there's one investment, and I admit, BT, we had this conversation, I'm old school, so I still believe in having that ace to anchor your rotation, but it's been proven in recent years you don't need it.
Nope.
It's clear you do not need that guy that we used to think was the guy to have in the postseason specifically, games 1, 4, 7, however it may be. Cole didn't even do that this year, but if there is one guy in baseball that is worth investing in right now to be that ace, it's Gerrit Cole.
I do agree with that. I mean, that's a fair statement. I guess, and there's no guarantee that it would work. I guess that I'm very interested in seeing a more dynamic, more well-rounded Yankee team.
Yeah.
Like, that can make more plays behind, you know, and then maybe if Gerrit Cole's not there and you have a slight drop in whomever's at the top of the rotation, but you have guys that can run, guys that actually make plays defensively like the Dodgers and teams like that, I really think that they could. I know it sounds nuts. They could be better without Gerrit Cole. They're going to look very different, and people are going to resist it. And I think I'm more in the minority on this. And by the way, I think that the Yankees, they will not do what I'm saying, that they should at least invest. I'm saying he's going to be back, but what I'm very clearly saying is, I don't know if I would bring him back.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808.
That sounds nuts.
I get it. I mean, I like, you want to build a team, you know, like the Mets built. They let Scherzer, Verlander, DeGrom, they let all those guys go. It is the new way, right? I mean, you want to build a team with a lineup and value pitching. I've come around to that.
Yeah.
I just think Gerrit Cole, is the one, especially that he did it here, he's the one that I would invest in. 888-808-1019. We will get to the Giants coming up in a little bit, but we're going to continue with your Yankee calls on Gerrit Cole. We'll get into other aspects of free agency as well. Starting tonight, 5 o'clock, the Soto Watch officially begins. Looking forward to it. BT and Sal back on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll get to the Giants coming up in a little bit as we got to, I mean, we're not going to dissect all that happened yesterday, but there's some stuff to get into from the Giants' perspective. We'll do that later on. Big day, though, really, BT, in baseball, and not just a big day. Big couple of months here coming up with the hot stove, with the Mets and Yankees having very intriguing off seasons ahead, starting with Gerrit Cole. And for me, it's just a no-brainer. I think if you're going to invest in a pitcher, Cole's the one to do so.
Mm-hmm.
I get the hesitation, the age, you know, the injury question marks. If he's hurt, different story. But I think Gerrit Cole gets more than the 5 years, $200 million if he hits the open market.
Yeah, he might, but it doesn't mean it's the right move. And that's why I'm open to it. I understand he is... he would be highly sought after. I've just watched too much Yankee or too many Yankee meltdowns to realize that there might be a different way to build this thing out. Doesn't mean it's going to necessarily work, but what I do know is it hasn't worked since 2009. It's not Gerrit Cole's fault, but I also watched April and May and into June, but certainly the first 2 months of the season where the best part of the Yankee team was their starting rotation. They had depth, and they put up numbers. And, you know, you can always figure things out at the trade deadline. if you had to bring in a horse, if Cole walks and you feel like you need somebody else. But I just think that the Yankees need to really change how they look.
I do think, though, if you are of that belief, and I understand it, I wouldn't do it, but I understand it, I don't think the answer then would be Burns and Manaea. Let's say Manaea and maybe Walker Buehler or somebody like that. Like, you're not going to pay Corbin Burns if you like Gerrit Cole. I wouldn't, me personally.
Well, think about this.
Because he's going to get ace-like money. You're going to be paying a lot of money.
But he's 4.5 years younger.
Oh, understood. So you are okay investing that money in a pitcher, but just because of the age difference.
Yeah, I mean, can you? The only thing that's different
I think Cole is better than Burns. I know he's older.
I mean, he might be slightly better. The one thing that Gerrit obviously, and it's a big thing, I don't mean to minimize it, but that Gerrit Cole has over Corbin Burns is that we know that Gerrit Cole can flourish in this pressure cooker of a city and a crazy sports town. We don't know that Corbin Burns could. But that's, you know, along with whether it's a Snell or Manaea or Max Fried, who's 31, I'm just open to it. And again, for the record, I believe the Yankees will absolutely bring him back. But I'm just saying I might not.
Tom is calling from Fairlawn. What's up, Tom? Hey, Tom.
Tommy.
Chris is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for getting me on.
Yeah, what's up?
All right, Chris.
I just wanted to talk about, you know, since we're talking about the Yankees, so I agree with you, Sal. I don't think only because there isn't another option out there as far as that's going to either be better or equal to Gerrit Cole. So I agree with him staying. But, you know, BT, you're saying you want to see something different. But what that requires is us as fans is to handle a season that's not going to look like a typical Yankee season. Because you're right. I believe we have to do something different. The way it looks now, it's you know, yes, we made it to the World Series, but we have to reset, and we have to pick a point. And I think this year, this is the year to do that. You know what I mean? We got a bunch of money coming off the books. We got to take some chances and find some, you know, use the analytics, find some young talent, fast-moving players.
Yep.
And, you know, we just have to be able to handle it as fans. It's not going to look, you know, the way we want it to look.
But well,
I think we need a year to reset.
Meaning what? Without the star power? When you say it's not going to look like, I don't think anybody wants to look at LeMay.
No, it's going to look the same as far as we have Giancarlo and Aaron Judge. Those are our mainstays, and that's what we have. But around it, it has to like I agree with BT. If we're going to do it different, we're going to have to, you know, be used to it and maybe take some lumps for a year.
But Chris, think about this, Chris. Or maybe it's a better team. It's some tough routes in the lineup, some more speed. Listen, the one thing, and if it works out well, it's got a chance to be phenomenal. Like if Dominguez, and I don't know, but if he's the real deal and he's in center and Jazz is at second, by the way, Jazz is natural position, and Volpe at short and Wells up the middle, that is youth and that is cheap. So, I mean, I should say Wells beyond the plate. So you go Wells, you go Jazz, you got Volpe and Dominguez as you stretch things down up the middle. And
but can Dominguez even play center?
Like, I don't know.
They need a center fielder.
I don't know.
Bottom line.
And by the way, they not only do they need one, but they need to get Aaron Judge out of center field, which now kind of goes back to Soto. Like if the Yankees do bring back Soto,
Judge's got to play first base.
You got to put him at first. You can't keep running him out there in center field. Number one, he's not very good, and not because he dropped the pop up,
no,
which hurt, but his numbers defensively are bad in center field, and he's too big, and he's not a kid.
I'm just trying to look over the payroll here. Like, okay, there are many different layers to this conversation. We're talking about Gerrit Cole, which is one aspect of it. And for me, I still want to build what that is. He's a known commodity here in this town. $200 million to me is still a value for what that could be. Now, there's a risk that he gets hurt, whatever. But the rest of it, that's all, like, you bring Soto back, then how really are the Yankees going to be much different? I don't see the path to that.
Well, maybe you bring in Christian Walker to play first. They tend to like Alonso. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, but isn't that the same thing, though?
Well,
like if you're then building the team the same way. Alonso, Christian Walker, those aren't the answers to me.
And Walker's not young. I mean, I didn't realize he was, I think he's 36.
Yeah,
I think he's old.
Maybe he's older.
Maybe Goldschmidt's old. Maybe Walker is more mid-30s, but he's not a kid.
Right.
He's got pop. He's a really good fielder. There's nothing perfect here, but...
Right, but if you're going to do it a different way...
Maybe Bregman at third, Volpe at short, Jazz at second, spin Judge over to first. I mean, it's something I look at.
Right, and have, Dominguez and Soto. They have a little bit of a problem here.
That's why I'm looking for solutions that seem unconventional and being open to letting Gerrit Cole go.
But is the solution letting Gerrit Cole go? So let's see what the Yankees have here. Salary payroll, Judge, $40 million. Gerrit Cole, 36. Rodon, 27, almost 28.
Yeah.
Stanton, 32. You got Stroman, 18. LeMahieu, 15. It starts to go a little bit down from there, but that's obviously without Soto. If you bring him back, and you're talking about another 40 right there.
Luke Weaver's going to make $2.5 million as the closer. That's a good thing. He's going to be cheap, and he's good, provided he doesn't take a big step back. I mean, Holmes is gone, I would imagine. Nestor's not making a lot of money. You talked about Rodon. Stroman's got one more year on the 2-year deal.
Jeez, dude.
It's not, listen.
Rodon and Stanton through 2029. Oh.
I got something for you here.
Oh, God.
And now the Stanton lovers, and I love him. I do. He frustrates me, but his October prowess is amazing. I respect the hell out of him. But based on what he did in October, do you think there's a team out there that might bite on Stanton now?
Yeah, we talked about that last offseason. Matter of fact, remember I was saying I think the Mets should trade for him because they could use a DH in that power, and the Yankees could get rid of that salary. That, to me, honestly, like we talk about Cole, we can talk about Rodon, talk about Soto. Moving Stanton is the entire key for me to how you build the team because it just gives you more flexibility. I get why people – I actually made a note of this weekend because I was watching actually a lot of old school stuff. We'll get to that later.
Old school stuff? Yeah. Like baseball stuff?
Yeah. And my wife's like, what the hell are you doing?
This weekend baseball?
I watched 87, ooh, 88, 89, 90 World Series
highlights.
Yeah, or like the year or the World Series review.
Phenomenal.
And they give you in-depth, dude. It was great.
I love
it. And honestly, the play, we always talk about like, oh, it was better then. It actually wasn't.
Sounds like you did a lot of work around the house this weekend. Hey, honey, I'm up to 97. I'll be back in an hour.
But what the hell was my point of this? What were we talking about?
About old school baseball, what you watched, the way teams are built.
Shoot, I had a point. Now I lost it. Stanton. So I was thinking about Stanton and how he, would you take his 7 homers or whatever he hit in the postseason versus a player who can play defense, put the bat on the ball, run the bases? Like, what do you think is going to equal more wins? A player who's more, because I can make an argument that a guy who runs, hits for a higher average, plays defense, can be more valuable than just those 7 home runs.
I would agree with you. That's the guy that I would take.
Okay, so then why are we caught up on the Yankees keeping Giancarlo Stanton?
Well, we're not.
We're not. Big picture,
I know, because homers do sell, and some of them were really big.
Right.
And I think he's very well liked, so I think it kind of complicates the analysis a little bit, but... and this isn't to, start all over Stanton, because he's a pro's pro, man, but he's always hurt, and he's going to miss 30, 40 games next year, and he's a low average guy, and you don't allow Judge to DH that often, and even Soto, if he stays down the road, because you still have Stanton clogging that up.
Right.
It's a problem.
Think about, and I hate to even compare the Yankee dynasties to this current team, because it's just not fair, but Giancarlo Stanton might be, and many say he's going to be a Hall of Famer, he's going to hit 500 home runs. Who would you rather have on your team, Bernie Williams or Giancarlo Stanton?
Oh, it's not even close.
It's not like
Paul O'Neill.
Yeah, Paul O'Neill, another one. Paul O'Neill was doing this back with the Reds. Because now you go back and watch it with a different eye, you could clearly see what Stick Michael was seeing. This guy's getting it done in the clutch. He's a winning ball player. It wasn't like the Yankees just made him out of nowhere. Anyway, point is, those guys aren't Hall of Famers. Like Stanton might be, but they're significantly better baseball players.
No question.
That's what the Yankees need. Edwin is calling from Freeport. What's up, Edwin?
Hey, Ed.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Good. What's up?
What's going on?
You guys are fantastic, by the way, man.
Well, thank you.
Fantastic. Listen, BT, I have a think about this. Here's the reason why I believe firmly, BT.
Okay.
As a diehard Yankees fan, that we should not bring back Juan Soto.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm all ears. Go ahead. What do you got?
So 100%, we got to bring back Cole. This is with Cole back. But think about this. Let's say we don't sign Juan Soto. We move Judge back to right field, which you just said a couple of seconds ago that we should at some point, or move him out of center, you said.
Yes.
So we put Judge in right field. Imagine this. We sign Bregman. He's on third base. Obviously, Chisholm goes to second base.
Mm-hmm.
We can sign Corbin Burns.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put Profar from San Diego in left field to add speed to the team.
Wait a second. You want Burns and Cole back, you're saying?
Absolutely.
Right.
So but he's letting Soto go. Edward, you're letting Soto go to create this wiggle room with money, right?
Okay.
Soto goes, gotcha. Keep going.
Think about it. So Judge is in right field. It automatically we get better. Obviously, defensively we get better with Judge in right field.
Yep.
We're gonna have to take a shot with Dominguez in center. I'm saying give a shot to Profar from San Diego. He had a great year. He's 32 years old. Okay. Add some speed to the team.
Yeah.
This is all counting on us signing our big. Our two big signings would be Corbin Burns and Alex Bregman on third base.
I like it. I like it. I'm open to it. It's less important based on the way you just described it because I like the other moves. Who's playing first, just out of curiosity?
Oh, I'm sorry. I let him go.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you have
who's
to
playing
have,
first? Got to get first baseman.
You probably have to go smaller there, meaning, Ben Rice or whatever kind of cheaper option.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about Rice for a sec. That's
Walker
true.
Walker is 34 years old, but he's still going to get, he'll probably get, a two-year deal?
He might get into more than that. He really is an elite right-handed first baseman defensively.
Deal?
Yeah, maybe three with an option.
I'm just going off of what the market. He's good, but how many teams are going to be willing to extend for a 34-year-old first baseman?
Well, it depends if that's the thing. It depends. If the Giants miss out, the Giants.
But wouldn't you rather invest in Alonso, who's 30,
for the Giants or for the Yankees or for anybody?
Well, I guess the Giants in that scenario.
Honestly, I think Walker's better. He's not going to hit as many home runs.
But he's also 34, so I'm talking about invest.
I get
it.
I'm not looking to invest in either. I'm looking to use Walker as a Band-Aid.
That's kind of my point. There are no free agent first basemen outside of those guys.
Nope.
It is an ugly market for that. We'll take a look at some of the left fielders as well. I like this. We can try to build out what we would do for the Yankees here. And bringing Cole back versus letting him go, bringing Soto back, obviously, versus letting him go, it's two totally different teams. I do, BT, want to wish you a very, very happy anniversary.
Let's see where we're going here. Hold on. Let me see if I can read his mind, this guy. All right. Happy anniversary, obviously, is a snide reminder of something that I was either wrong about. Happy anniversary.
Yes. A day to celebrate the past.
it's not coming to me. What do you got?
15 years ago today, the New York Yankees were crowned world champions. I just saw that come across my Twitter feed.
Listen, our
15 years, long time.
Jeez, our champagne's dusty. Not as dusty as yours, buddy. Not as dusty as yours.
That is true. Talk about, depressing. Going back to the 80s to watch. By the way, watching that 88 World Series recap, seeing the Dodgers celebrate and have their parade, think about it. The Dodgers' last parade prior to this one was that one in 88.
They didn't do something in 2020.
No,
they didn't do some sort
of
public gathering. I know, but not a little public gathering.
I don't recall, but they were making a big deal out of no parade or whatever, and I would assume nobody could go out in mass groups, so probably not.
God.
Think about how crazy that is.
God, and that Dodgers team was not incredibly talented.
They
still can't believe that you guys didn't win that series.
Which is why I was also saying, back then, I do think, as a kid at least, you look at it everything was blown up. The Dodgers and Hershiser, the team wasn't good. They were lucky to make the playoffs, let alone beat the big, mighty Mets, and then beat the A's in five games.
Yep.
That is crazy.
Well, Sal, real fast, the biggest difference in baseball, right? And I do think that this impacts somebody like Gerrit Cole and any aging, not that he's old, but he's mid-30s, approaching a lot of wear and tear, a lot of miles. Any aging Hall of Famer, which he eventually will be.
Right.
So, take Steve Carlton or Tom Seaver or Nolan Ryan, right? Amazing icons of the game. But I think the biggest difference, aside from analytics, which obviously matters, back then you had probably three hitters that you really had to worry about. There was somebody that mashed in the outfield that hit bombs. There was somebody that mashed either at first base or third base, whether it was Mike Schmidt or George Brett. And then maybe, if you were a really good team, maybe there was another one. None of the catchers hit. None of the second basemen hit. And I don't mean Ryan Sandberg, but for the most part, none of the shortstops hit. This is way before A-Rod and Derek and Nomar and Tejada and all those other guys. It was easier to navigate lineups. And that's why, I look at Gerrit Cole, I got to hit you with a stat. I know it's probably a little nerdy, but to me, this is pertinent. If you're just tuning in, I'm okay if the Yankees turn down that option. I think there could be a better way to build out this team moving forward. They got him in 2020, the Yankees, and obviously that was COVID, whatever. 2021, his strikeout per nine rate was 12.06, which is amazing. Then it went down to 11.53, amazing. Then it went down to 9.56, really good. Then it went down to 9.38. 6.83 this year. So what does that mean? Well, obviously he's not striking guys out the way he used to, but how does that manifest itself moving forward? More pitches that you have to throw because guys can foul off more because you're not putting them away, which means you don't get as deep into games, which means the more pitches you throw just to get through, you know, six, there's a negative impact downstream at the end of the season. So to tack on this extra fifth year, which I'm sure they will, but I probably wouldn't, it's dangerous. And I don't know how people don't see that.
I think you bring up good points. Well, because there's great value there in having an ace that is a rare commodity in baseball today, especially one who's proven in New York and in the postseason.
But if I ask you,
if you're projecting moving forward,
that's a different conversation.
Well, I certainly don't think he's going to be as good as he was prior for the last 4 years that the Yankees have had him.
Yep.
But I mean, are we trying to win a World Series this year or not?
We are.
Okay.
And we are. Hopefully they are. And I know that they're trying to. But go ahead.
If you are, now, the next 2 years, again, I don't know health other than.
I'm assuming he's healthy. He's just a little diminished.
Now, as pitchers, I mean, even young guys get hurt. So what am I talking about? But you would think the more age on an arm, the more wear and tear, the more likely an injury. But whatever. Guys get hurt in their 20s. So it doesn't matter. But I would take Gerrit Cole the next 2 to 3 years and worry about the 2 or 3 years on the back end of it later. Whatever. I'm paying him for now, for next year, the year after.
Judge's prime, I get. And at that point, Stanton's money is gone, and DJ's money is gone, and you know, a little different. Rodon's closer to the end. Understood. Let me ask you this though: in on a scale of 1 to 10, not with the Astros, as a Yankee, Gerrit Cole's postseason performances.
7.
Okay.
7.5, maybe.
Okay. And I was thinking 7.5. That's what, you know, the Red Sox was an F. There were some others that were really
even
good.
Even this year, up and down.
Yes. So to me, right there, that should be even more reason to at least think about a future without Gerrit Cole.
I get it. I feel like they're in too deep. And if I'm going to pay anybody or trust anybody, it would be Gerrit Cole. John is in Garden City. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, guys. Good talk about what to do with the Yankees. I have some thoughts and I sat there in section 121 and watched that fifth inning, and there's got to be some changes. This is what I would do. I gave it a lot of thought. First of all, if you're making choices between Soto and Cole, Soto is generational 26-year-old, everyday player. Cole is on the backside of his career, I think. To me, it's no, and he has a no trade. Don't forget that. To me, it's a no-brainer if you have to make that choice between one or the other. Secondly, I put Judge at first. I go get Bregman. You know, Jazz could play center or second. Most importantly, though, I got to figure out if either or both Spencer Jones or Dominguez are real. Mm-hmm. And maybe I trade one of them. I know we could have traded for Skubal with Jones during the season.
Yep.
You can get a pitcher. But here's the biggest thing, and I don't think I'm going to get this because the Yankees never make this change. I think a lot of the reason they play the way they play is because how they're coached and managed. And I go call Joe Maddon. I don't think they're going to do it because Boone got to the World Series. But I think the indictment on the Yankees' play is how they're coached, how they're coddled, how they're treated.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, let's be honest. You know, Juan Soto's a World Series winner. And if you take Juan Soto and you take Stanton, they're what got us to the World Series. This is blasphemy, right? But Cole and Judge have not proven to be championship players, and maybe you need a different voice to get that out of them. What do you guys think?
I think you make some really good points. I think he's very respected. I don't think Gerrit Cole's voice. I think it's hard for any pitcher's voice to really travel, you know, to the distance that maybe Aaron Judge's presence and day-to-day voice does. I mean, if you're saying get rid of Aaron Judge, I think you're nuts.
Get rid of Aaron Boone. He was saying
that was the first thing that he said, bringing Maddon. I mean, number one, I don't want Maddon. Number two, as much, and I said this the other day, that I would, if I owned the Yankees, I would hire a new manager. They're not going to. So it's a waste of energy. They're not going to.
I mean, the problem is that, to me, it's not Aaron Boone's fault. Boone is doing his job. I mean, you could question some of the moves, certainly, but this is an organizational issue. I mean, just giving it some thought as the caller laid it out right there, you'd rather pay Soto, let's say, the $40 or $50 million per than Cole. And obviously, if you don't have Gerrit Cole back at $36, $40 million, whatever it is, then you have more wiggle room with Soto. I still don't see how you build a team out with all the other stuff that they have going on, how it's going to change completely. Like, to me, it can't. Soto back, fine. even if you want to let Cole walk, I would not do that. But I like you need to move on from Giancarlo Stanton. Obviously, Glaber's got to be let go. I'm not pinning my hopes on Spencer Jones and Dominguez and Wells and Volpe and Ben Rice potentially. Like,
yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
So how are they building this thing out? And by the way, I would counter what the caller was saying. Soto and Stanton were the reason they got to the World Series. That's not true. I think there's two reasons why they got to the World Series in addition to those guys playing well. Number one, the lack of quality competition that they faced. Number two, the pitching.
Yep, the bullpen.
Yeah.
No question.
I mean, that's the biggest thing. So, yep. And
every night it showed up pretty much.
Yeah, and you would expect that that's going to maintain. Like, the Yankees weren't lighting it up scoreboard-wise, even against the Guardians or Royals.
No, they weren't. They were fairly impotent in too many spots here. I mean, let's say Soto. What's your first reaction to this? Let's say Soto signs tomorrow with the Mets or the Giants. Now, the Yankees are like, whoa, okay. Would you, and I don't want to bring him back, and I know you don't, but if he's gone and he's off the table, would you then bring bring back Torres and put Jazz in center and then put Judge in right and then Dominguez in left?
Let me look at the free agent second baseman real quick.
I don't think there's too many. I mean, Bregman's one of the big ones at third. A couple of the first basemen, you know, Walker.
I mean,
Pete.
I can list you the names here that I'm seeing.
For second base?
Kyle Farmer, Whit Merrifield, Jorge Polanco, Brandon Drury, Adam
Frazier. Oh, they already had Brandon Drury. Yeah.
Joey Wendell.
Oh, God almighty. They have him as a second baseman. Could he play a little third for you guys?
Yeah, you could also just have him listed. You could also have Peraza in this case. We've heard about, like, I'm not saying that.
Is he going to hit? I mean, he never gets a chance, this kid.
Dude, the free agent market is like, bad.
So that will probably lead to an elevated contract for Torres, should hopefully take the Yankees out of it.
Bregman,
if they aren't already, you know, married to letting him walk.
Bregman is an 8.6 war. He's 31 years of age. He's by far, you know who's listed after Bregman?
Who?
J.D. Davis.
Well, talking about third base?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what about in totality? I mean, Walker's good, Pete's good.
Here's what I would do. Yeah. I would look to get Willie. I want this both.
You
for
said
the
this.
Yeah, I want Willie Adames. So if I'm the Yankees, Mets and Yankees, but let's talk about the Yankees here. I'm looking to get Willie Adames, and if I could convince him, much like they did with A-Rod, to play third, now I'm locked and loaded with Adames at 29. He's a gamer. I love him. Yeah, Volpe at short. You could live with whoever at second.
Oh, Jazz.
I was going to say, if you want to put Jazz in center, or put Jazz at second, and then you got to find a center fielder. Now, ideally, that would be Dominguez. You look at some of the free agent options in center field, not ideal either, but Harrison Bader, at least you're going to get you're not going to get a star. Kike Hernandez is available. I wouldn't have him as my everyday center fielder, but the guy's a gamer and you know, type of player that you'd want. There are ways to build it. I mean,
I think Yankee fans need to be open to everything. That's what it comes down to.
Letting Cole go, for me, I would not be willing to do.